It's been a challenge all season long for Garden City to play a complete 32 minutes when they travel away from the Garden. We look at the road games in 2024. Against Goodland, it was tied at halftime. They only scored 12 points in the third quarter after it. Against Mount St. Mary, they trailed by 18 at the half. They only scored 9 points in the third quarter. Against Dodge City, they led at the half, but only scored 6 points in the third. And unfortunately, Friday night was more of the same for Garden City. The Buffaloes went the entire second half of their loss at Hayes without hitting a three-pointer, despite the team hitting 2 three-pointers in the second quarter. Head coach Luke Swedberg mentioned on Tuesday the Buffaloes were always going to try and get to 40% from three-point land. Sometimes they would, sometimes they won't. Unfortunately, Friday was one of those games where they wouldn't. It didn't help matters that Garden City was down 2 of their best three-point shooters in forward Malik Kinney and center Colton Davis. With that, winning the game down low against a center like Dawson Reuter, who had been tearing teams apart recently in the WAC, was going to be a difficult task for Garden City. It didn't help matters that Thomas Longa took 2 early fouls in the first quarter, took a third before the end of the first half, and wound up fouling out in the fourth quarter. The Buffaloes' only way of getting consistent buckets at the game was attacking the basket, and it did work sometimes. In the first half, Brody Burns and Raul Munoz each got a couple of points in the paint, and Munoz finished with 6 points in the paint in the second half. But ultimately, points in the paint when you have to go on the road against a team who's capable of scoring in the 60s isn't something that's going to be consistent enough. Final score from Hayes, Garden City 44 and Hayes 63. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.